This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I want to open the show today asking you guys about fasting. Does fasting work? Does it work for weight loss? Does it work for religion? I'd like to know how it works for you, because fasting never works for me. So want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys know I'm Jewish, and we just celebrated Yom Kippur. And for Yom Kippur, you do about a 25-26 hour fast. Everybody says it's 24 hours, but it's not, because you're supposed to start at about 6 p.m. the night of Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidre, and then the next day you end it after Nilah, which kind of ends at about maybe 6-7 o'clock at night. Well, I fast. I've been fasting ever since I was allowed to. You're not supposed to fast if you're a kid. You're only supposed to do like a half day if you're able to. If you're sick, if you're older. I've been fasting for a full day, no food, no water, for 24 hours, and it's interesting. It's not miserable in terms of being hungry or thirsty. I don't get hungry or thirsty. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is I get so hypoglycemic, and I get dizzy, and I just feel horrible. Now, even though in the Jewish religion, they're like, fine, eat something, for crying out loud. I won't, because you do that to kind of help atone for your sins. The real reason in religion we fast, and we'll talk about medical in a sec, but the reason why in religion you fast is because you're not supposed to be thinking about food or preparing food or, you know, fantasizing about food. You're supposed to be praying. You're supposed to be in temple. You're supposed to be, gosh, I hope my nose doesn't leak. You're not supposed to worry about your nose and boogers. You're not supposed to worry about makeup. You're not supposed to worry about what anybody else is wearing. You're supposed to be concentrating on the Lord and concentrating on your sins and making atonements and things like that. And I know those of you guys that are doing the math, you're like, the 24 hours will not cut it for me. Listen, at least I'm good until the first or second grade. So at least 24 hours got me that. After the second grade, I think I'm going to have to fast all year long. So what I notice when I do my fast, and I do it, and I'm successful. The only thing is I had to tweak it a little bit. So rather than going like from 6 to 6, I start mine a little earlier. And I used to go from 4 to 5 the next day, or now I start at 1. And I think the reason why is on my cycle, I really start to get hypoglycemic. So if I want to go 24, 25 hours with no food or water, I need to start halfway through the day before. Now, people are like, but that's not Yom Kippur then. Well, it's Yom Kippur in Israel, so I'm doing something right. So that's how I end up doing it, so I could do it. But I notice when I'm fasting for religious reasons, what am I doing? Well, I'm not so much thinking about food, is I feel so bad that I don't want to pray when I feel bad, because I want to be like, you know, Lord, I love you. This is wonderful. You know, I'm going to be good. All I'm doing is thinking, I got to lie down. I don't feel right. And you know, a lot of religions do a fast. And, you know, they say it's ritualistic and you feel good. It's funny. I feel good. I feel so good, you know, that I did that. But then all of a sudden, right, we had the Chiefs-Ravens game on. And it technically started while it was still Yom Kippur. Well, you're not really supposed to watch football on Yom Kippur. But I'm thinking to myself, I fasted. So I'm good. I fasted. So if I did my full fast, I could go ahead and put the TV on and watch some football. So now we go into the medical. All right. There was a recent study looking at intermittent fasting. I think it comes from UCSF. And And they found, and it's a small study, but they found compared to those who didn't fast to lose weight or those who did fast to lose weight, not much of a difference. And I think the reason why, there's a few reasons for this. So for me, after I did my fast, you would think I'd be like, okay, great, lost some weight, let's keep it up. No. When I broke the fast, it was a lot of carbs. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, then I could eat more and, you know, oh, okay, because I lost all that weight fasting for 24 hours, I'm not going to gain. Well, no, you just, you know, your body goes in hibernation mode and then it sucks up all the calories. And then I also noticed that I wanted to skip my workout last night. So I was like, oh, I don't need to work out because I fasted. Yeah, but I just ate about 2,000 calories probably after I broke my fast. I need to work out. So then I worked out, but it wasn't much because I still felt like crap from the fast. And so some of you that are new to fasting and don't know what you're doing, you might overcompensate on the hours you get to eat and you might under work out. Because you're like, but I'm fasting and I don't have my calories right now, so I can't work out now. And so you need to be careful because the best way to lose weight is to have that balance between exercise, healthy eating. This study out of UCSF found not much of a statistically significant difference between those who intermittent fasted and not. By this intermittent fasting, they looked at the 8-hour period of time eating, where you just eat 8 hours during a day. So for those of us that, let's say, eat from 9 to 5, I mean, I really don't like to eat past 5. I'm already roughly eating in a small window. So some of you, you'll fast until noon, and then you'll eat what you want from noon until 8, and then no food until the next day at noon. For some of you, that's working for weight loss. Apparently, to this study, might not be much of a difference. And I think the reason why is the body gets used to, okay, I'm not going to get any calories. All right, so let's slow down our metabolism during this time. And then we get our calories between 12 and 8. That's when we have to wake up the pancreas. That's when we have to kind of wake everybody up to metabolize the food. So, you know, I know a lot of you guys intermittent fast. And for some of you, it works. And trust me, I need to find something that works too. My tushy ain't small anymore, so I need to lose some weight. But I notice with intermittent fasting, whether it's for religion or whether it's for diet, you know, you seem to overcompensate or you slow down on some of the other activities you need to do because you're thinking to yourself, I'm good. I'm fasting, so I'm doing good. And it's not that. You need to still, you know, you still need to work out. You still need to watch your calories. You still need to eat good calories. You can't just eat whatever the hell you want during those 8 hours. And same thing with prayer. You can't just be a bad person. You can't just sin just because you technically did your fast and you technically, you know, thought that you did what you were supposed to. So that's kind of my issue on that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So tonight is debate night. Man, people have been waiting for tonight. It's interesting. There's all these debate parties. So it's kind of nice. I haven't been invited to a party in a while, so there's all these parties. Yay, get away. But I'm going to kind of play it low-key because the problem is when I watch a debate, I got to prepare for my show, so I can't really go and do the drinking games and all that. I kind of need to work while I'm watching it. By the way, I would like to know, what are the drinking games for tonight? Is it every time, you know, Joe Biden, you know, misquotes a number, or, you know, anytime Trump, right, doesn't answer the question? I don't know what the drinking game is. You know, I'm sure there's some term that's going to come up. Obamacare. But Obamacare, you might just get a light buzz. And you know that COVID-19 is going to be brought up. Let's just give the breakdown of what's happening. So I think it's being done in Cleveland. I think it starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's only going to be 90 minutes, so it's an hour and a half, because those people on Eastern time, I don't know how you guys do it with football games. And I mean, you guys have to go to bed. For us on Pacific Coast, it's great. We get to come home from work, you know, we get to go to the party, and we get to, you know, just sit back, eat dinner, and watch. And you guys are like, okay, 9 o'clock, it's bedtime. I got to get my kids to bed. So, from what I understand, they're going to talk about the personal, like, records of Biden and Trump. I think the tax records are going to come up. I think Biden's voting records are going to come up. COVID-19 is going to be brought up. The violence in America is going to be brought up. And then Supreme Court. So there are going to be some hot topics. Chris Wallace, Fox News contributor, Chris Wallace is going to be there. He usually kind of, you know, is supposed to be moderate, sometimes leans left in terms of a Fox moderator, leans more right compared to MSNBC or whatever. So people think it's going to be fairly fair, you know, and balanced with this debate. And I, you know, everyone's like, oh, this is going to be good, this is going to be good. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be that good. I don't know if it's going to be that sensationalized. I don't know if Trump is going to make fun of Biden. I know Trump kind of made fun of, you know, Biden's, getting plastic surgery and then wearing a mask and all that. And, you know, listen, you know, Trump wants to be the funny guy. And I get that. But this debate, he, again, doesn't have to win over an audience and get the laughs. There's not going to be much of an audience because of COVID. I think there's going to be about 80 to 100 people kind of around separate, and I don't think they're supposed to boo or heckle or anything like that. So nobody's going to be getting the laughs. There's going to be crickets. So I'm not expecting a lot of jokes from either of them, right? I mean, unless, of course, there's an audience. I also am not going to expect a lot of mudslinging in terms of, I think Trump is going to tone it down in terms of personal attacks. I think Biden is going to step it up on personal attacks because, you know, Biden is being trained now to go on the offensive. They know Biden doesn't do well on defense, so they're going to try to get Biden, I think, to do more offense, and they're toning down Trump and the offense because we have Amy Coney Barrett, the Supreme Court Justice, about to go through her confirmation hearings, and so I think everybody wants to kind of set the tone to not start ripping people to pieces, so I think there's going to be a little bit of change with that. I think Joe Biden has done his training. I think people have been very, very concerned that he might misspeak. He knows how to debate. He's been in politics for a while. It's just what Trump needs to do, if I was advising Trump, is, you know, dissect through on any of the substance. If Joe Biden is preparing and he's going to have set talking points and have a script, so to speak, on this, then a very eloquent debater would know how to kind of pick through that and rattle him to make him go off script. So I would suggest that rather than any, you know, character, you know, assassinations, or rather than going after the plastic surgery. And Biden, I think Biden, you know, if you start bringing up Donald Trump's taxes and how much Donald Trump paid in taxes, I would wait until there was a little bit more evidence of what that was, because when you know, people look at what was paid in payroll tax and federal income tax and all that, when you start to dissect that out, if for some reason that claim is false, you don't want to pin your debate on the New York Times or somebody's article. So I would try and stick with what you do know. You could always put some innuendos in there, but I wouldn't start going after something that really hasn't been verified. It's going to be very interesting with the Supreme Court. They're going to debate on whether Trump has a right to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat or not. And, you know, we can debate that all day, whether we think a sitting president should do his job or whether, out of the kindness of their heart, wait till another president gets in. But one thing Trump isn't saying, which he probably should, is the Democrats in the media have already said he's losing. So he's, you know, once you tell somebody they're losing and they're not going to be in the White House for much longer, they need to prepare to leave. They're going to make whatever changes and do whatever historical moves they want to do. So we've kind of talked about that, where it was strategy, they should have maybe handled that a little differently. So COVID is going to be the big discussion, and nobody's going to talk about the numbers. That's been the biggest debate. They're going to probably talk about whether shutdowns are imminent, whether shutdowns were appropriate, whether the response was quick enough. With COVID, should Donald Trump have not closed down borders when he did? Should he have closed down borders sooner? Should he have mandated masks? Should he have? So that Trump's going to have to be on the defense with COVID-19. But what makes the COVID-19 discussion so difficult is we are on the pretense that all these deaths, right, that happened with COVID, were healthy people walking along the street, getting COVID, and then all of a sudden dying, right, like a bullet, you know, shooting them. And we're not kind of looking at the numbers, how, you know, people have asked me, okay, so why are deaths down but cases are up? Well, because we haven't had flu and pneumonia the last few months. Flu season kind of ends by the time we get to June. Pneumonia, we really are in pneumonia season. So we're going to see COVID-related deaths rise this next winter. People are like, I don't get it. So COVID killed January, February, March. There's still deaths, but not that much. And then the deaths are going to come back. Is the virus changing three times? Well, yeah, the virus could be mutating, and the virus could be, more lethal. But they're not saying that right now. They're saying that the virus is not any more lethal. It's easier to get. So I'm hoping that, you know, people are getting their flu tests. I'm hoping they're getting their flu shot also, because we don't want them to die. But if anybody is coming down with the flu or flu-like symptoms, I'm hoping it's not just telemedicine treated, where, all right, you have COVID, stay home. It'd be nice for somebody to get a flu test. I wish we could get these flu tests at home so people don't have to go out there and expose others while they're trying to get a flu test, flu swab. But one of the reasons why deaths might have gone down now is because we're not in flu and pneumonia season. Heart attack season peaks around Christmas time, but still you could have heart attacks and strokes all year long. But we're not in that season right now in terms of flu and pneumonia. So that's not going to be brought up. And so, unfortunately, we have to, you know, have discussions and debates under the premise that 200,000 people, that's the number we're going to keep hearing, acquired COVID and COVID caused them to die. And nobody's saying if that 200,000, well, the CDC started to, but nobody's actually saying how many of them were flu-related, how many of them were pneumonia-related. So it's tricky because it's very hard to play defense on something that may not be 100% adequate. And if Trump does bring up, well, how do we know if those 200,000 deaths, you know, were all COVID or not, if a lot of them were tested, he's not going to win on that argument. So it's going to be very interesting to see how he talks about COVID and what he did. He'll probably talk about closing down the borders and how the Democrats tried to stop him from doing that. So, you know, personally, I think tonight's debate is going to be probably one of the highest rated shows now in the last couple years. I think it's going to be very very well watched and received, but I don't think it's going to be the showdown that everybody's expecting. I think it's going to be underwhelming. And the reason why is there's three more debates. You've got the Kamala Harris, Mike Pence debate coming up. Let me see, what date is that? Sorry, let me look that up. October 7th. Then you have two more debates. One is going to be a town hall style. Town hall style is also a lot more mild between Biden and Trump. And then there's going to be one more in Tennessee, October 22nd. And that's going to be probably the showdown. I think the October 22nd one is going to be the one where you're going to see all the fireworks fly. And you know, this is politics. You know, so people look at it like a game. I mean, they want to see a fight. So it just don't. Don't be underwhelmed tonight. Just expect it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is meeting with Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Senate Democrats.
Can we merge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate? Take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett. And as the hearing goes forward, to provide the kind of respectful hearing that the American people expect.
Final debate preparations taking place for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. In a developing story, Joe Biden's campaign did agree to an inspection for electronic earpieces at tonight's debate several days ago by a third party, but now they're backing out of that agreement. The Biden campaign asking for debate breaks every 30 minutes, the Trump campaign saying no. You're listening to USA Radio News. A scary situation for law enforcement agencies across the country on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was spotted without a mask at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on Friday, despite having called in June for the FAA to adopt mandatory mask mandates at airports, on airplanes, and on public transportation due to coronavirus. Feinstein was heading back to the Bay Area on a private plane. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Greg calling from Florida. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, fine, Dr. Dolly. Just the question that I have is one of our first defense to disease and sickness is our immune system. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, I've studied nutrition, and I've got on a routine of taking vitamins, and I've got a lot of money involved in buying and purchasing vitamins, and I've been for some reason I just believe these vitamins were basically American made, and I've come to find out now after doing research for the past month and calling the vitamin companies, finding out but the ingredients are all coming from China.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're manufactured in the United States, but the ingredients come from China. And I asked them, that doesn't that sound, I mean, from our clothing to toys to paint to baby food formula, this stuff is all toxic. And to think that we have a communist country that's at odds with America supplying us, and I can go to any grocery store and show you the ingredients, where the food's even coming from, it's coming from China. The Dole products on our shelves in Clearwater, Florida, at the public stores, says product of China. And I'm asking, well, why would we send our pineapples or our oranges that comes in these little plastic cups that you get, you just tear the lid off and you eat it, and it's supposed to be good for you. It says Dole products. And it says product of China. So I buy the product so I have proof of the label on the back that I'm not just telling people this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. No, and Greg, so, you're right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And so I'm just bothered by it. I mean, I bought because of this corona thing came up. I went and bought electricity, and I paid like $20, $22 a bottle for them. And I bought all this stuff. I called them, and I find out that the product, the ingredients, is from China.
Yep.
And so it's along with everything else. And I just can't believe that our politicians and our people that are representing us are supposed to have some kind of protection for us have sold us out for money. And that's what's the big problem. We see our nation, because of the love of money, is, as it says, it's the root of all evil. We see this evil selling us out and selling out the truth. I mean, I just can't imagine. It's just hard for me to fathom that when I go to the store, any vitamin store, and I went to maybe six of them now, and they all have the same product and stuff from China. I call them. And
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you bring up a good point. So with medications and vitamins, and, you know, we saw this with the blood pressure medication recall. We spoke about this years ago, how components of our medications, many of them come from China or come from overseas. And many of the products don't say made in China or a main ingredient and comes from China. You have to actually ask the manufacturer. Sometimes they don't even tell you, so it's not even on the label. And so the reason why a lot of doctors have all these years kind of said, well, look, we want you to supplement with vitamin D, we want you to supplement with calcium, but we don't necessarily give a brand unless we know, is because we don't know what you're getting. I've been saying this for years on the show. I'm pro vitamin, but I'm not pro bottled vitamins per se, because you don't know what you're getting. And the FDA, everybody goes, why is it the FDA watching? Why is it the FDA scrutinizing? Well, because vitamins are considered food. When it's considered food, it doesn't have the same scrutiny as a pharmaceutical does. So you could have a product that has a Chinese ingredient, just like we saw with our generic blood pressure medications, and expect others to also be included in that lot later, or those recalls. And because it, because with vitamins are considered food, it doesn't have the same FDA scrutiny.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to say, too, about this corona problem we have. Here in this county, we have to wear a mask. And if you don't have a mask on when you go in the store, you'll get a ticket or thrown out of the store or whatever. And I wanted to say that I have, these are two different people that I've known that are in assisted living programs. I'm 64 years old. And they're like in their 80s and so forth, and they're in assisted living program because they have the money to do that. And what happens is they give them their food and all this stuff. And when this lockdown came down, their families weren't able to go in to see them. The only way you could talk to them was over the phone. But in these two instances, and I could give you their names to prove what I'm saying.
Oh, no, it's okay. You don't have to. Yeah.
Now, both these couples are dead. One died one day, and the other one died the other day. And it's the same thing with the other. And I said, this sounds so hard to believe that you have people in an assisted living facility, and what happens is you tell me one dies and then the other dies the next day, and I don't know if they contributed to the coronavirus or what it is, but it's just, to me, it's the
now,
same
Greg,
thing.
Now, Greg, quickly, let me ask you, didn't the governor just loosen masks in Florida? Are you guys able to now not need masks for restaurants? Or are there still restrictions?
They're saying that. It all depends with the county that is.
Houses the restaurant. Okay.
Yeah, it's one thing to say something and another thing to enforce it. And so what happens is, everybody here is in fear. I mean, we live in Florida where there's a bunch of old people. These people are afraid to come out of their houses. They won't open their doors. You can knock on someone's door and they're afraid to open it.
Yeah.
I mean, because they don't know what, they're afraid. They've got this invisible, now this plague going through the land, like in Egypt when Israel was in Egypt.
Right.
This plague went through everybody out. So, I mean, you can't see it. So everybody's afraid to even open their door.
Man.
Let alone come out of their houses. And it's like a giant lockdown here. And it's just a real sad. And we have our county commissioners 100% for it. They just love it because now they're not, there's no accountability for them. They have these meetings and nobody goes to them. And it's like everything now is just like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see our politicians as criminal. I mean, these people have sold us out as a nation. And the people need to take back their government, their local government, start right where they live, and they need to get involved in what's going on, begin with their county commissioners. Their county commissioners stole all the money. We have so much money in this county. If you look at Clearwater Beach and there, it's massive. And so.
Of course.
So I thank you for your program.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate you calling in because I got to tell you, you also bring up another good point. When we hear that there's certain, shall we say, measures in place, whether it's masks or whether it's lockdowns or whatever, you know, we're going to be told, like in my neck of the woods, I live in Nevada, we're going to be told from the governor that we're going to be able to enhance numbers of, let's say, people coming hopefully to church and people. At games and things like that. So we're supposed to be getting an announcement soon from Governor Sisolak. But, you know, you have some people that are scared. You have other people that are going to overindulge. And then if you have certain counties or certain other, you know, entities in place, that's going to also come to play. From an economic standpoint, I told you guys how I feel. I think we should have approached this way differently. I don't think we had to completely level an economy when we did didn't have exact numbers of this virus. The virus is scary, but again, I don't know if I'm more scared of COVID than I am of flu. You know, and we're going to be talking about this in the next segment where, you know, people, they're so afraid of COVID, but they're not going to get their flu shot. They're anti-flu vaccine, a lot of people. They're not, you know, and it to me, it didn't make sense. When I saw everybody start to kind of lock down and hide out and all that, I'm like, but then why didn't you guys do that for flu and pneumonia season? I mean, people die all the time in the winter but for COVID, and I get it, COVID was an unknown, and, you know, we were told that COVID would consume the lungs and gum them up and cause blood clots, which it did, but you know the numbers are still kind of in controversy. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But to just kind of close up going on with China and our vitamins, yes, certain. I talked to you about ginkgo biloba, where many of our ginkgo biloba ingredients come from Germany, and there was a discussion where the nice, beautiful leaf and nice green, you know, stalk goes to the German-produced medication that stays in Germany, and America gets pieces of the bulb and the roots. So, you know, I do think there has to be a little bit more regulation of what we're getting. The problem is that the prices go up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks and shout out to our new affiliate, KOHI, 1600 AM, with our Oregon and Washington listeners. So glad to have you guys. Thank you. Current listeners from my other affiliates, be nice to the new listeners. Be nice. Okay, I know you guys are like, look, we've been here for a long time. We have new listeners. We really want to treat them nice, okay? So everybody play nice, okay? I love you guys. You guys are awesome. All right, so the flu shot. There was a big Mott poll. Let me see where this is coming from. It's a national poll on children's health. It's a huge one. They don't tell us how many parents were surveyed, but a third of them said, nah, I'm not getting my kid the flu shot. A third. A third of parents not going to give their kids the flu shot this year. Now, I find it so hypocritical how we approach this whole vaccine thing. You know, it's we're mandating, you know, the measles and the mumps and the rubella shot. And, you know, we're mandating polio and tetanus and Hib, Haemophilus influenza and hepatitis. And, you know, and I get why, you know, polio scared the hell out of, you know, everybody. And then we had that polio-like illness a year or two ago. And, you know, oh, gosh, is there a vaccine for it? Is there a vaccine for it? So when people get scared, they want a vaccine. But once nobody hears about polio, or they don't really see a lot of children hepatitis cases, or they don't really see a lot of children's tetanus, they go, ah, why am I getting a tetanus shot? Why am I getting... So with flu... Apparently, the parents that were polled had different attitudes. You know, 92% of parents whose doctor said, you need to get your child the flu shot, did or are going to. But many doctors apparently didn't recommend it. They don't think they did. Or the doctor said, oh, I want you to consider doing this. Or maybe if the shot wasn't at the doctor's office. The parents like, well, I'm not going to walk into a random pharmacy and get it done, even though you can. That's where I take my kids. We go to the pharmacy to get it done. So it kind of depends on, I think, ease. What's another word for it? Accessibility. Convenience. I think there's an issue with that. But also, a group of parents, I think a percentage, was it 32? Let me see. Hold on a second. I want to find out what the percentage. 42% of parents said they were worried about the side effects to the flu vaccine. And then other parents believed the flu vaccine wasn't really necessary, 40%, and 32% thought it wasn't going to be effective. Now, these are of parents polled. Now, remember I spoke to you guys about how with our vaccine program and our robust vaccine program, now that parents aren't taking their kids to school, many of them are staying in school for virtual learning, or now that many parents don't want to go to a doctor's office, we're not seeing children get vaccinated. So all these vaccination regimens, when I was, you know, as I'm seeing patients with telemedicine, these parents are like, no, my child's not up to date because of COVID. We had one child having a severe reaction to a medication, and the parent, and I said, did you contact the physician? Did you go to an urgent care? Did you go to an ER? Oh, no, we also had a, and then we had another child who was having a severe asthmatic attack. They said, no, because of COVID. Now, is it that they're really, really afraid of COVID and they want to just treat their child at home? Or is it an excuse? I can't tell you how many times I've used COVID. Dahlia, why haven't you come over? Why haven't we hung out, COVID? COVID. So it's a convenient excuse. But if you're a parent and you're, you know, pro-vaccines and you want to protect your kids, you can't be picking and choosing the vaccine. Now, the media is involved. Every year we talk about how the flu shot was not very effective or it was okay. Flu shot effectiveness ranges anywhere from 50 to 60%, 60% on a good year. So when you hear that a flu shot is 50% effective, people don't realize that that's still fairly good. They think it only works half the time. Why am I wasting my money and why am I injecting something into my child? So we physicians have a challenging role trying to convince the average parent to let us inject something into their healthy child to prevent a possible illness. And it's even more challenging now because people think if they go in to get that done, they're going to be exposed to illness. We've made so many people paranoid, just like we talked to, you know, with Greg in Florida a few minutes ago. People don't want to open the door. They don't want to go outside. And the funny thing is I've noticed I've had the same behavior. We needed to buy something, some cleaning products, and I didn't want to go to the store. I'm like, let me just order it online. Now, I'm a physician. I've been around people. I've been around way worse than COVID. But you start to get into that habit of, why do I have to walk into a store? This habit that we've become accustomed to now, going into 6 months, can be deadly in and of itself. We're not going to the providers to get our blood tests. We're not getting our blood pressure check. We're not getting our cholesterol check. We're not getting our colonoscopies. We're not getting our pap smears. That could be deadly. Not to mention, deadly to the economy. If you're not going to walk into a retail store and you're just going to go to Amazon, well, Amazon stock, I think Amazon stock is about $4,000 a share right now. Amazon stock will go up, but what's happening to everybody else? So when I see that parents are like, nah, I think I'm going to pass on the flu shot, we're starting to see a much different approach to vaccines. We're also seeing that there's not, you notice we haven't really had much discussion on children going back to school without their MMR. We're starting to see more of an anti-vaccine landscape or an anti-vaccine sentiment. Now, what's also spurring that is the COVID vaccine production is under scrutiny and is very public. Everybody's watching how the COVID vaccine is being made. And it's unsexy. You know, I don't know if you guys ever, like, saw the behind the scenes. Once you see the behind the scenes in a kitchen of how your food is made, or if you've ever waited tables, all of a sudden eating out isn't as sexy and as exciting anymore because, well, I know that it's frozen, and then they defrost it, and then they dump it in grease. So you're thinking that your meal was handmade with the chef going, voila, and all that other stuff. No. No. When you work in a restaurant, you kind of see a lot of it's frozen, how a lot of it was made, people sweating next to it. So all of a sudden, eating out isn't that exciting. Well, same thing that's kind of happening with this whole COVID vaccine production. As we're watching what goes on with the COVID vaccine, well, we're doing trials with monkeys, and we're doing trials with mice, and then we're doing trials with people, and some people are getting this side effect, some people aren't. So you start to kind of look at it going, do I really want this in me? You know, once you kind of scrutinize and you see how the process is going, you start to realize, wait a second, there's this race, warp speed, there's this race at warp speed to be the first person to come up with this vaccine. We have an election at play. We have everybody wanting to take credit for the vaccine when it does come out. We aren't going to have enough for people in countries that need it as well that have outbreaks, because if they aren't making the vaccine and the big countries are the ones buying it, and you start to look at it going, this isn't as, you know, it isn't as, I hate to use the word sexy again, as it sounded. And for me, I've already said, if we do have a vaccine for COVID, I will trust it if it went through all the proper channels. I'm just not going to be in the first few rounds because I want somebody else to get my shot. Right? Once I feel like everybody else who needs to get a shot gets it, I will. But when you start having parents go, look, flu kills more kids than COVID. Flu has been responsible, unfortunately, for hundreds of deaths a year for children. And they're like, nah, I think I'm going to pass because of side effects or because I don't think it works. How are parents' attitudes going to be towards all the vaccines that the kids have to get at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year, 4 years, their pertussis booster, their tetanus booster? So I think what's happening with COVID is really changing a lot of attitudes, and I think we're going to have a tougher time in medicine convincing people to vaccinate when we're having all this BS going on. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.